Can you tell us about any of the missions or group trips you've ever taken to Israel?
In fact, we have not been on any missions. We go for, sometimes in the early years, it was pleasure combined with some business. That wasn't the real motivation, but business was part of it. Relationships with organizations or institutions, I should say, not organizations. A circle of friends that we have, enough reasons for us to go, because we built our own life around those. If we were there constantly, and other people, Florida for 6 months.
When you go to Israel,
yes.
How long do you stay for an average
there
trip?
Have been many years where we spent most of the year there, when Harold was 6 weeks to 2 months at a time. Now we managed to get 3 or 4 weeks, and we think it's a very short time, not enough. But we go anyway. Not so much. We were in Russia with David Wilkins' fine arts group.
When was this?
In 89.
You stayed in Russia?
On the horizon. What?
How long were you in Russia?
This was a 2 week trip. It was art oriented and it suited us just fine. It was very pleasant. I went once from Tel Aviv to, flew to Egypt. By myself. I mean with a group, but whoever signed up for that trip and enjoyed that very much. But now we go stop in Europe, coming or going sometimes, and go to London. We have been to London a couple
to cut the trip.
Having
half.
Been around the world and in other, literally around the world back in the 60s and other out of the way places several times. Seem to feel the need for redoing anything that we've done before. We have wonderful memories of any of the first or second trips to England or Sweden or Holland, Belgium, and a lot of places in Europe that we certainly don't feel we need to go just for sightseeing.
Right. Could you tell me about your trip, Jeff?
Well,
how many people were on it? And
40 or so, a bus full.
Mm-hmm.
And we concentrated on the road in between one day and night. At the end, rather, we did the Hermitage twice.
So this was this an art tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Under David Wilkins' direction. Back to the Hermitage a second time, and the rest of the times we just did what we most wanted to do. So we, in that framework, one isn't able to do that.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Soviet artists? Do you have any of their artwork?
No, but we did get a hint of, we tried to interest ourselves in what they are doing, modern art and so forth. So once when we were in, 3 years ago, when we were in Avignon, a group that met there for a whole week under the direction of the spring Jewish life of the 14th and 15th centuries. From Avignon, we decided to go down, drive down to. There was, in addition to the main exhibit, a Russian artist show of Anatole Kaplan's works. In fact, we gave a whole collection of those photographs by Anatole Kaplan. It's in their adult lounge. 15.
A little bit about some of the different artists.
The head of the alphabet is Agam.
Okay, that how far back do you go in his career?
Well, we knew him as a much younger man, my goodness.
He would be how old now?
He celebrated his 54th birthday right here and did a little drawing of us, and that's hanging on that wall. That was, 5 years ago. He's in his late 50s.
I was going to say, I would think he was in his 60s, but okay.
Or
so he
at
is,
60.
So he is now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how we met him, but we had an ongoing relationship with
him.
Did
you meet him in Israel or
met him in Israel.
France?
We always visited him in Paris, where he has his headquarters, really, his studio. And a time that... Carnegie International director, his name is, I'm so sorry, going around the world selecting pieces to include in the international. When he was in Paris, he visited Agan in his studio, and he picked a piece that wasn't quite finished yet. Didn't know who commissioned it, the piece. Didn't know anything about it except it in the at the time that that was a piece we commissioned Agan to do. Double-sided.
Exactly. It was big.
Oh, yes.
Very large, and it's double-sided. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I remember seeing it maybe 10 years ago, maybe 2 years ago or so. There.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh, because my husband...
Yeah. So, let's see. With Agan, there's a painting of his, a small one he's had for many years. The gold maquette of a enlarged menorah. It's really an artistic version of a menorah. There are 18 branches on it. Original, which is a meter high and a meter wide, storage in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
The first one. Castel, he's most known for this type of work, basalt mixed with ground basalt mixed with oil. Basalt is an indigenous. He worked many years in Paris too, but he's another one we know very well. That's a little, yeah. The flowers.
Right.
Up there.
And how old of a man is he? What would
He is in his middle and late, or late 60s. He was born in China, Harbin, got his art education there. Came to Israel in 40, much outside of Israel as he is in Israel.
Now, does an artist like Fema have, I mean, these are oils.
No,
because like Agam does everything.
Yes, that's
there
right.
Isn't an art form he doesn't work in.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know what a piece of or a piece of sculpture.
Right.
It's either three-sided art that we know of.
Because there is
a Jewish population. There's a remnant of a Jewish
right,
community.
Right, that's what I mean. There are.
It's there's dying, no. I think they're down to their last minion, if any.
Right, but there's no Jewish art from 200 years
Not
ago to
know.
Collect or
no.
to study. Or
their brothers, Raphael and. This Raphael, and there was a third one. Raphael was the most prominent one. Yeah. I collect Jewish Pittsburgh artists at one time or another owned some works of
okay.
But whatever I picked up as a special experience or that I could think about and write about that would be of interest to friends and
just keep all those articles.
No, everything is written in what I'm going to do, what I have done, but that's not really a diary.
Uh-huh.
It's a record. Oh. I'm embarrassed. I don't know. No, I don't know him.
Okay. Well, he's Jewish. Came from I think Germany. He's in his 40s or 50s. Lives in the United States. He doesn't do Jewish art work, but he is very. You know, he is Jewish.
Art all around us is not especially Jewish art.
Right,
it's
right.
Art on the international scene.
He's a
yeah.
a well-known American artist. I always describe him as...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, that school of painting doesn't interest me.
Right, I can see it doesn't. I can see it doesn't in the...
Yeah,
except that you have
we went through the 60s looking for something...
Except you have Picasso, so that's in that realm.
Well, there you have more than just interest or empathy for the work, but you have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, have you met him? Did you meet him?
No, but I'll tell you something else. Chagall Hall, if you walk down there, you will see many works of Chagall. One poster that we bought in Nice later gave to Chaim Gross, who's a friend of Chagall's, asking him to sign it for us, and he did. So that is the reason for a poster being framed in our collection, that it has Chagall's. And, we did meet Chagall once in Jerusalem restaurant, and he was there with Teddy Kollek and Chaim Gross, and a couple of other big names, and Chaim brought him over to us and we met him. Well, this was after the 67 war, in the way that we know levels of arts, artists, Sawyer's, illustrations of a, I don't want to have this gizmo that I can see the book. Three big names, the author, the illustrations by Sawyer, and a PS on this.
Well, that's the idea.
Filling in all the missing names.
That's why we come back, because of the last time.
All right. So I'll do my homework.
And remember what we forgot.
All right.
And the more detail we want to get. What's your educational background?
Well, the last thing I did was get a BA at the University of Pittsburgh. The reason we enjoy living here...
Recently, or...?
No.
Oh, you mean years ago.
And it was my time to go to school.
Uh-huh. And what was that in?
My major?
Yeah.
Sociology, economics, social studies.
Uh-huh.
The special pleasure we get out of being in this location is that we're looking at the Cathedral of Learning, and it's like a great big circle, because that is where Harold and I met. One of the unfinished rooms, classrooms,
uh-huh.
In 1930.
What was his, what did he study in college?
Economics. What became his profession,
right.
Whatever role he...
So the interest in art was all self-taught then?
Well, we were interested even then, and took art courses, and pursued it as an avocation. When it came time for us to be able to spend some money out of capital, not just monthly income, which is the hard way of doing it. Then it became a nearly full-time passion. And we could afford to do that. Well, the books that we were especially fond of.
Have you ever read every
Harold time? Says this is the largest collection of unread books.
Oh, they're unread.
No, not all. This is a kind of a joke. But we are happy to have known many authors as well. We are proud to own books dedicated to catch up with Marcia Davenport in San Francisco. We didn't meet her again after many years, and we have been in connection for 40 years, 45. Great, interfered in our going to with her. She's a very old lady now. No. Occurs in May usually.
The Carnegie art place. Did you ever question them about how often they'll bring it out or what will happen with it? It's an interesting concept that you give a piece of artwork and you realize they can't keep everything out. So what happens?
Yes, that's true. But this has been a problem for all donors everywhere. The custom is that you give something as an unrestricted gift. And they have to do what they will with it. May or may not have a secondary agreement, and they may or may not live up to it. But legally, they are able to even sell it or hold it in storage. So every different director, curator who came on the Pittsburgh, who's a friend of ours, we had two since then, or three. It just wasn't something that they liked very well. They didn't like Vassarelli either. So our Magan in storage is in very good company.
Uh-huh.
But that, that's no advantage to us. Anyway, we're waiting to see if this new man, Mark Francis, now why do I know his name and I forget the other one, said that maybe he will reconsider.
Because you realize
of their gallery spaces. And at that time, the literary art was shuffled and reshuffled and unshuffled. Just don't have what was there before.
A lot of that depends on, like you say, the...
Arcus.
if they like...
The name.
Oh, Arcus.
Yes, Arcus. First name is... He'll kill me if you find out I didn't...
Well, we're never gonna let him see this tape. Hear it.
All right. Thank you.
If he's in town, believe me, we'll make sure that we don't